The guy in the Knicks shirt, the one with the snot-green crotch rocket, had seen enough. He started running up the narrow corridor between the traffic stalled in the third lane and the traffic stalled in the fast lane, twisting like a slalom skier to avoid the jutting side mirrors, holding one hand over his head like a man crossing the street during a spring shower. Sully, still clutching the lampshade, thought the guy would have done a lot better to have grabbed his helmet and put it back on, but of course when things started falling all around you, you got forgetful, and the first thing you were apt to forget was where your best interests lay. Something else was coming down now, falling close and falling big, bigger than the microwave oven that had bashed in the Buick's hood, certainly. This time the sound wasn't a whistle like a bomb or a mortar shell, but the sound of a failing plane or helicopter or even a house. In Vietnam, Sully had been around when all those things fell out of the sky. The house had been in pieces, granted, and yet this sound was different. In one crucial way, it was also musical, like the world's biggest wind chime. It was a grand piano, white with gold chasing, the sort of piano on which you'd expect a long, cool woman in a black dress to tinkle out night and day. In the traffic's boom, in the silence of my lonely room, toot, toot, beep, beep. A white grand piano falling out of the Connecticut sky. Turning over and over, making a shadow like a jellyfish on the jammed-up cars, making windy music in its cables as air blew through its rolling chest, its keys rippling like the keys of a player piano, the hazy sun winking on the pedals. It fell in lazy revolutions, and the fattening sound of its drop was like the sound of something vibrating endlessly in a tin tunnel. It fell towards Sully, its uneasy shadow now starting to focus and shrink. His upturned face, its seeming target, incoming! Sully screamed and began to run, incoming! The piano plummeted toward the turnpike, the white bench falling right behind it, and behind the bench came a comet's tail of sheet music, 45 RPM records with fat holes in the middle, small appliances, a flapping yellow coat that looked like a duster, a Goodyear wide oval tire, a barbecue grill, a weather vane, a file cabinet, and a teacup with "World's Greatest Grandma" printed on the side.